pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. Respected Central Trust members, ashram authorities, members of the Indian and international Satisai organizations, brothers and sisters, Zone 4 and Zone 5 countries are pleased to present this evening's program on the auspicious occasion of the 87th advent of the Kali Yuga avatar. We will begin with a floral recital and dances from Japan and conclude with a drama from Malaysia. The performances from Japan are steeped deep in tradition. The cherry blossom, or sakura, is dear to the hearts of Japanese people and carries a spiritual lesson for the whole world. The cherry blossom is Japan's national flower. It is unique because it blooms in spring after the long winter, but its life is only for 1 week. In this week, the flower fills the whole of Japan, starting from the south and making its way to the north. It is a week when nature is in full bloom and is exquisitely beautiful. In ancient times, samurai warriors dreamed to live like the cherry blossom, to their full potential and to inspire awe, even if it meant they died at the peak of their lives, for in this way they lived without regret. The long wait during the winter months taught the people patience, and the thought of spring gave hope during the hardships of the cold. But the short life of the cherry blossom also taught the importance of detachment and renunciation. The cherry blossom taught that life was short and so was meant to be lived without attachments. And so today's presentation is inspired by the cherry blossom. It is our prayer that our lives become petals of divine love so as to be fitting tributes of devotion to our beloved Bhagwan. The love of the Japanese people for Bhagwan is actually expressed in a Japanese Sai Bhajan, which goes as thus. My dear Lord in Puttaparthi, I come from the land where cherry blossoms bloom beautifully. Always I chant Sai Ram and I imagine your darshan. My dream has now come true as I wait for your darshan in Puttaparthi. Chanting Sai Ram, I long for your darshan. The first item tonight is a solo performance of the shakuhachi, a 1 foot 8 inches long bamboo flute that is used in traditional Japanese music. In olden days, it was often played by Buddhist monks as they traveled across the country. It is thought that the shakuhachi recreates the gentle sounds of the winds and so reminds people of man's oneness with nature. The song performed tonight is simply called Sakura, or Cherry Blossom. Brother Morita performed in front of Bhagwan in 1999 and in 2009, and this is his third visit to Puttaparthi. His recital will be followed by a solo dance entitled Jion no Yosakura, which means literally viewing cherry blossoms at night in Jion in Kyoto. It is a story of the maiden who visits the ancient city of Kyoto, the old capital of Japan that is full of temples and Shinto shrines. To see the cherry blossoms at night as they are illuminated by the lights of this temple city. In characteristic Japanese style, the movements in the dance are gentle and elegant, evoking the sublime and beautiful relationship of love between man and nature. Following on will be a dance to a famous Japanese song, entitled Sakura Sakura, where the dancers will celebrate the beauty of the cherry blossom. The last dance is a traditional folk dance. The Hanagasa Odori is the farmer's dance of joy at the safflower harvest, and it is performed at the Hanagasa Festival, which is held over 2 days every August in the Yamagata Prefecture, which is in the Tohoku region. This, incidentally, is the place where the great earthquake and tsunami struck in March 2011. Hanagasa means hat of flowers, and odori means dance. It is a happy dance, and the dancers cry out yasho and makasho in their enthusiasm, just as the farmers did when they reaped the safflower harvest. The last performance of the evening will be a drama by Malaysian devotees entitled The Greatest Legacy. Swami always emphasized the importance of satsang, or good company. This is a story of 5 friends from different backgrounds giving confidence and strength to each other in times of distress. These 5 friends come from different religious backgrounds. The drama expresses the excellence in human conduct that Bhagwan expects. This presentation before you tonight, with minor adaptations, was staged in front of 6,000 people in Malaysia and is currently being used by the government of Malaysia to promote national unity in all the states in the country. 2 salient ideals are highlighted in this drama. First, the promotion of interfaith harmony, and second, the importance of honoring our parents every day. These 2 ideals, if not practiced every day, can bring degradation of human life, erosion of human values, and lead to the decline of world peace. It is the sincere prayer of Malaysian devotees that on this auspicious celebration of Bhagwan's birthday, Swami blesses everyone to live these 2 ideals. Jai Saram.
Thank you. Can have, but true friendship that helps man evolve to God is rare indeed. For Swami has said that only God is man's truest friend. Bhagawan Baba, our beloved Lord, has left us with many of his legacies. Which is his greatest legacy? 5 friends who come from different religious backgrounds discover a truth, a startling one that can change our lives forever, in a presentation by the youth and members of the Sathya Sai organization in Malaysia. We humbly place at the lotus feet of Swami a play titled The Greatest Legacy.
Oh! not friends for a day. Our hearts are one, we are friends every day. Friends for life, not friends for a day. Our hearts are one, we are friends every day. Friends for life, not friends for a day. Our hearts are one, we are friends every day.
The steps are wrong. We are getting this wrong, guys.
I think we are not concentrating.
So why did we stop rehearsing? Because we have the wrong steps.
Yes, tap.
We should tap. You should tap, guys.
Not tap, George. Steps.
Why don't you have the hearing aid on?
I think we were not concentrating.
Hashim, I think we were concentrating, but Selvam wasn't.
Hey, so what happened, Selvam? Why are you not concentrating?
Look, guys, Swami's birthday is coming. We agreed for this youth presentation. So don't worry about me. Let's keep practicing.
Listen, whenever we do anything, we must always have a purpose. And Swami has always said to be happy.
I think we were not concentrating.
I think you are concentrating too much on what we were not concentrating.
Swami also said that whatever we do, we must do it excellently.
Guys, Swami also said, mastaka, not pustaka. No point parroting quotes without living them. So, what seems to be your problem?
I had a fight.
Hey, I also feel the same way.
What?
I also feel light.
Fight, George, fight. I had a fight, not light. Ever since the viral infection affected his hearing at birth, we all have improved our lives.
Yes, we have become more and more patient. And George teaches us to be patient. Oh, put on your hearing aid. Switch on your hearing aid.
Guys, I had a fight with my father.
Why do you always pick a quarrel with your father? This must be the fifth this month.
Singh Chai, don't exaggerate. This is not the fifth, only fourth.
It's spoiling the concentration.
I'm sorry, guys. I know we have to be excellent in doing our presentation. I'm glad we agreed to present. You know, after Swami dropped his physical form, there is but a deep emptiness.
Bhagwan came for all of us and left us with so many things.
Yeah, legacies.
He was an inspiration to so many.
So, what would be Bhagwan's greatest legacy?
The super specialty hospital. With that, he has shown how health reforms can be made.
Guys, I think it's the water project. With that, Swami has shown how socially benefiting projects should be implemented.
For me, I think it's the institutions of learning and the education in human values program.
Maybe it's the organizations that have sprouted all over the world.
To me, guys, it's simply the teachings, the ocean of teachings.
We have so much to be grateful for. That's why at least let's make this presentation great. By the way, did I tell you that I purchased what I always wanted to buy?
You got the motorbike? You got the motorbike, the new latest BR2 model.
I finally got the bike. It was expensive and it was all my savings.
Alright, great. Let's all go.
Where?
Where?
Hike, guys. You said hike. Let's all go for a hike.
George, bike. Bike.
Hike.
Bike, George.
Oh, bike. Okay. So, you're going to hike with a bike?
Patience. Patience. Patience.
Son, how many times must I tell you that I want you to take over my business?
You have told me, Papa. But I have my own ambition.
Son, when I first came from India, we came with a few coins. It was hard work, very hard work. The business has grown. Many now come to buy from our shop. This business has my blood and tears.
That didn't save mother, did it?
What has it got to do with that? Mother passed away due to illness. We couldn't save her in time. is the money that came from the business that we could use for the surgeries. But as fate would have it, she couldn't be saved.
Papa, I always wanted to specialize in arts. I wanted to do cartoon animation. You know, that was my dream since I was small.
Cartoon animation? Now you are sounding like a cartoon, son. I did all this work for you to one day to take this and take the entire business to another level. Bring it to an international level.
But is it wrong to have my own ambition?
Is it wrong for a father to have an aspiration? Shouldn't a father have dreams?
No, it's not wrong for a father to have a dream. But when he includes the son without his consent, the dream can turn out to be a nightmare.
It is when sons fulfill the aspiration of the father, every nightmare can be transformed to a wonderful dream.
Papa, you live in the past. Why doesn't anyone understand what I want?
Son,
if mother was alive, she would have understood me. She would have.
Son, all I'm asking is for someone to take over this good business which I have developed over the years. If you make this into a good industry, we can give employment to others. Silvam! Silvam! Silvam. Silvam? I suppose we have come to a point when we should just leave them to do what they want.
So, that was what happened with your father.
Yeah, this was the argument. You see, I really want to become a cartoon animator, not manage my father's business.
Hey, if not you, who else will look after his business?
I know deeply what my father wants. I know he suffered a lot to bring his business. But what about my ambition? Everything will be shattered. My dreams.
No, Selvam, don't scream. Why should you scream?
Dream, not scream. Patience.
Seng Chai, what happened?
Guys, you know, I took a loan for my business.
Yes, you were telling us.
So how's the business?
It didn't do well. I was expecting a major shipment that got delayed. I needed to make payments, so I borrowed.
From the bank and?
No, from some money lender actually. I didn't tell you. Last week, they threw orange paint over my wall of the house. I have been threatened. Orange paint at the gate.
Oh dear Seng Chai, you are so blessed.
Why?
If a saint dressed in orange comes to the gate, it means you are blessed.
Orange paint, not saint. Why don't we... Patience. George, you should get married. Whenever we bring the subject, he always refuses. You should get married, George. Marry.
Hurry where?
Marriage.
Oh, marriage. Hey, let's change the topic.
But why?
Why don't we...
Harnam, how come I see you coughing lately? Hey, you better go and jumpa doctor lah.
I will. Don't worry. It's nothing.
Seng Chai, don't worry. We always say there's a silver lining behind a dark cloud.
And Selvam, don't worry about your problem as well. At the end of rainbow, there is always a pot of gold. If you do find one, let me know, yeah? I really need some cash now.
Whatever the challenge, I have four of you with me. That gives me confidence, guys.
Actually, if you really look back, we have gone through so much. Do you realize that we have known each other since we were in the primary school? And then luckily, all of us got into the same secondary school.
We came to know Swami. We have grown with Swami.
You know, all of you have experienced His miracles. But I never had any direct experience of His miracle.
His love is His miracle.
You know, I'm not a devotee. But I respect Him for His teachings. And respect all of you for adhering the ideals He has taught in His great and wonderful teachings.
Hashim, you are a good Muslim. leave the teachings of your religion, look after your parents, and love all, irrespective of race and religion. Just by that, you too are following the ideals of our beloved Swami.
Yes. Sengcha is a Buddhist. Harnam Singh is a Sikh. Hashim, you are a Muslim. Selvam, a Hindu. And I am a Christian. Our faith in our respective religion, tradition and culture have been enhanced by the teachings of Bhagawan.
And after 24th April 2011, Swami moved from his physical abode to live in our hearts.
Remember, he lives in our hearts now, and we must continue his mission.
Guys, he needs to see a doctor. He has got a very bad cough.
I think he needs to see a doctor.
That's what Singh Chai said.
Gate? Orange saint at the gate?
No, not gate. That's what he said.
He said at the gate.
Oh God!
That's how all of us grew. With friendship in our hearts and with love for our Swami, we met and served Swami by serving the poor and the sick whenever we could, wherever we could. One day, we rushed to the hospital when we heard that Arnam Singh was taken for a surgery. We rushed to the hospital.
No! Ah! No! No! Leave me alone!
Operation.
They will roll him in 1 hour's time.
Where's Selvam?
What did he say?
Where is Selvam?
He's parking the car.
Uncle, jangan bimbang, uncle. Jangan bimbang. Everything will be okay, uncle.
It is granuloma in the throat. He was coughing and coughing. Doctor did a biopsy. They found the small growth. Better to operate.
Don't worry, uncle. It will be all right. Harnam will be all right, uncle. Don't worry. He always plans and...
Somehow, this wasn't in my plan.
Harnam, God has his plans, Harnam.
Guys, when is the operation? You know, I was parking the car. I asked for Harnam. They showed me way to the maternity ward. Then I said, it's not Harnam Kaur, Harnam Singh. Anyway, when is the operation?
Yeah, I heard here it is very good.
What is very good?
Cooperation between the doctors and patients.
Selvam asked when is the operation. Not cooperation, operation. Patience.
Last night, the nurse woke me from sleep to give me sleeping pills.
You are a real joker.
Harnam, don't worry. When you come out, just make sure you speak less, okay?
If I don't come back, George, make sure you get married.
Why me? You guys are not married.
But we have not denied or refused marriage.
But you totally have. Why?
Guys, we are here for Harnam.
Harnam will be okay. I have always told him stories of courage when he was young.
Papa, tell them the story of...
He wants me to tell you the story I told him. Okay, might as well. In our Sikh culture...
It was during the war between Sikhs and Mughals, and during one of the battles, a wounded soldier was struggling and crawling among dead bodies to finally reach a water bottle. Yes, a water bottle. As he was about to open and drink the last drop, he heard someone call out, water, water, water. Over yonder he saw a Muslim soldier, a member of the enemy team, call for water. He began to crawl, slowly, with one hand on his sword and the other the water bottle. With all his dying effort, he reached his enemy and very slowly raised his head and poured the remaining water to the thirsty mouth of his enemy, forsaking his own thirst. Such rare bravery, such rare courage is what that has led the progress of man. Hence, have courage, son, to endure pain at a personal level for the sake of upholding ideals.
So, he will be okay. He will be okay.
Harnam, you must come back. You haven't given us a chance to ride on your new motorbike.
Okay, it's time for the operation. Can you all please clear the room?
Harnam, we will pray, Harnam. All will be fine. All will be... Sumo akan baik, Harnam. Sumo akan...
Hey, don't cry.
Don't worry, Harnam. Swami will look after you.
Swami, please look after him.
Harnam, nothing will happen to you. Don't be afraid. I know this is your first operation.
Hope the doctor doesn't say this is his first operation.
Swami will be there, Harnam. Swami will be there.
Hey, guys. I can smell fragrance of vibhuti.
Yes, so can I. Guys, Swami is here.
Swami.
That day, when we all saw Harnam being wheeled away, I felt a part of us and a part of me was being taken away. The operation was dicey. The doctor did tell us the risk involved. The vocal cords could affect his voice. But what his father told us that day still remains in our heart.
Boys, if my son returns without any complications, it's not because of my prayers or his mother's, but it's the prayers of you four. That is how pure your friendship has been and how Harnam regards all of you. Thank you for being there for him.
Harnam did return. He told us later that the vibhuti fragrance was so strong in the theater. We visited the hospital daily until he was discharged. It was almost a ritual. Every day after work, we will meet at the hospital until he was discharged. The growth was removed. He became healthy. We think it's due to the care given by the hospital staff, but Harnam thinks it's due to our respective prayers in our faith and Swami's grace. But whatever the reason, Harnam was free from his illness. One day, after his discharge, we visited George's house. Seng Chai, isn't that George's house?
Yes, I think that's the one.
Hey, what happened to your loan, actually?
I have assured them that I'll pay. They have given me a week to settle.
How much?
50,000,
Did you all tell George not that we are dropping by to see him today?
No, lo. We thought we will supply him.
George! George!
Where is this fellow George, huh?
Hey! Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Uncle! Uncle! We are George's friend, uncle! Uncle! Uncle!
Who?
Uncle!
Hey! Who is George? Who is George? Where are you?
Did we enter the right house, guys?
Who are you?
Did we enter the right house? Hey. Uncle! Uncle!
Uncle! Where is George, uncle? Who are you? Uncle! Uncle! We are... Uncle! 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 Uncle!
Hey! Hey! Who are you?
Uncle! Who is George?
Uncle!
Who are you?
Uncle!
Hey, George! Uncle! Hey! George! Hey. Where are you, George?
Oh, hi guys! What's cleaning at the back? Oh dear! Papa! Be calm! Be calm!
Uncle!
Papa! Sit here, Papa.
Who's George?
Come. Wait, sit here.
Hey, Papa, sit here.
Papa, calm down, Papa. See, this is Seng Chai, my friend, remember? This is Harnam, and this is Hashim.
Who are you?
Papa, I'm your son.
Who are you?
Papa, I'm your son.
George, what's happening?
Guys, I didn't tell you this before. You know, since my mother passed away, somehow my father began to lose his memory. I think it must have been the shock, you know. He became forgetful. At first we thought it was nothing. I took him to see doctors after doctors. They finally confirmed he's having Alzheimer's. You know, slow losing of memory.
You never told us all this.
Guys, I didn't want to burden you all with my worries. So, apart from meeting
George,
you guys, I rush home to look after him.
But, what about your job? What about your job, George?
Hashim, I operate from home. I have a maid who comes in half a day.
George,
but I have to be here to look after him. He has his mood swings. That's why sometimes when you call me out, I say I cannot come.
I really don't know what to say, George. Very proud of you.
You know, my father, when he was well, he always made everyone feel good. But since he was not well, a Baba devotee used to visit him regularly. As a token of his friendship, he gave him a scarf and a picture of Christ. My father, he loved and served everyone. For such a father, why shouldn't I make him feel good? That is why I operate from my house, to give him maximum care.
A Baba devotee gives a picture of Christ to a Christian?
Wow,
how amazing. Do you know why he didn't give a picture of Swami?
Because Swami has said, I have come to foster the roots of all religions, and therefore, by helping him hold on to the teachings of Christ at the need of this hour, the devotee is fulfilling his role in society.
That's why you don't want to think of marriage?
I don't want another girl to take this as a burden. When it happens, it happens.
You are prepared to sacrifice your whole life to look after your father?
One day I was cleaning his room when I saw an old letter. I still have this. It's here. Let me read this. He said, my dear son, of late I notice I am beginning to forget things. I suddenly get a lapse of memory. There are times I forget where I am. I began to notice this a few weeks after your mother passed away. And as days pass on, I'm not sure how I will be. But I have seen enough movies and TV shows to know what happens to elderly people and how they forget. I am not sure where I am heading, but if ever it happens, my son, always know this. I love you very much and you are everything to me. I never got a real chance to say this to you, but you are the best son any father can have. Don't hesitate to put me away in home. And go ahead and look after your life.
whatever you do, I love you. Love your dad.
I guess he knew it was coming. He might have forgotten who he is or who I am.
But I have not forgotten my love or my duty. See, he always holds on to the shawl his friend has given. He has forgotten his name, forgotten me. But somewhere deep inside, he must be valuing the friendship he had with the devotee of Swami and holds on to the picture of Christ.
George, you must be from another planet. These days, no one will think like you, George. No one will.
Yes, planet of the apes with four other apes.
Who are you? Who are you? Who are you all?
Papa, calm down, Papa.
Who are you?
Papa, calm down.
Who are you?
Guys, quick, sing our song.
Josh.
Somehow, whenever he hears that song, he becomes calm.
Who are you?
See, Pa, hear this.
Who are you?
He always used to hear me sing the song when I was young.
Who are you?
So maybe the song takes him back to the past, I don't know. Guys, come on, sing.
My hand will always be there for you. Touch my heart and know it's true. Friends for life, not friends for a day. Our hearts are one. We are friends every day.
Such was my friendship with them. They were from different religious backgrounds, different races, but we made it a point together during every major religious festival, and we visited everybody's home. I knew the parents of my four friends. I knew their families. They knew mine. This was how I grew up, kept good company. This too is one of the teachings of Swami. One day, we went to Hashim's house. Selvam suddenly felt that we should. It was strange. We knew Hashim was not at home. It was almost as if we were directed to be there. It was strange.
Hi, Uncle.
Hi, hello, Uncle.
Hey, come in, everyone. Hashim isn't at home, but come on in. Harnam, how's your throat now?
Uncle, since he got back his voice, we have all lost our peace, Uncle.
Hashim, trying to say, he's on his way. But, Masola, his mother went to visit her parents. Please have a seat. Vitungu Hashim? He's busy now. How are you, Selvam? Hashim told me about your aspirations and what your father's expectations are.
Yes, Uncle.
Uncle. He want to become an actor.
Actually, fulfilling the aspirations of parents is the greatest ideal. Islam always emphasizes this. It is not important if you see the divine, but the divine must see you through your work. It is not the form, but the substance of your intentions that finally get you a place in the heaven.
Wow, Uncle. Very inspiring, Uncle.
Yes, like this, there are many...
Uncle, what's happening?
I feel a side plane.
Selvam, where is your car?
Just nearby. I'll get it now. We will rush to the hospital, guys.
Shall we get an ambulance? Selvam, go get the car. We will call auntie along the way.
Uncle, don't speak. Uncle, just don't panic.
Harnam, call Hashim. Ask him to come to the hospital.
The cars.
Guys, he needs to go in for an operation. Doctor says he's critical.
Don't worry, he will be okay.
Yala, don't worry la, he'll be okay man.
Guys, the doctor said, if you guys didn't bring him in time, I really don't know. Guys, actually it's really strange, you know, why you decided to visit me that day.
Yeah, Selvam suddenly felt that he should visit your home, and all of us just followed. Though we knew you were outstation. Come to think of it, isn't it strange that we were there at the moment in need?
Maybe we were designated to be there. Destiny. Your father is a pious man, and God saved him.
God saved him by sending all of you. I don't know what to say.
Just say la, you'll buy us a coffee at the coffee shop below.
He needs to operate. We need blood. He has a rare blood group, you know, AB negative. I would appreciate if you could try and see if you can get it from anyone. It's very critical.
I am not AB negative. I wish I was. I would have given him all my blood.
People always tell me to be positive.
So,
I am B positive. Blood group B positive.
Hashim, don't worry. I am AB negative, Hashim.
Yes, Hashim. AB negative.
What are the odds that two of my kawan are both AB negative? Ya Allah, you are so merciful.
Hey, I never knew both of you were AB negative.
Well, you see, I could never score A or B in my exams, but I was proud that I had it in my blood, you see?
You all are not my friends. Not my friends. You are my brothers. My brothers. That day, I realized why God didn't write the blood grouping on our foreheads for all to see. This is the hidden code for not anyone to see. So that we realize, however close one is, it could be the blood of another that can save the lives of our loved ones. You don't know who will be the one who can save you. This is the lesson God wanted us to learn. My father came out alive. In him, the blood of my friends, my Sengcha, my Selvam. If all four were not there that day, my father would not have been with me today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You are so merciful. That's how we all grew. That was the spirit in which we have lived.
Selvam, I've decided you don't need to look after the business. Do what you want. You can draw cartoon.
Cartoon not like that, Papa. It's a cartoon animation. You know, they have all these TV shows. They even show cartoon of Ramayana. Why? I even heard they have showed cartoon of Gandhi.
What is the point in doing that cartoon when we haven't understood the story, you know, the real message of Gandhi? Wherever he went, he attracted a crowd and he empowered them with love to see the vision for a nation and to serve beyond race and religion. And why? Because of a simple slap of his mother that changed the destiny of a nation. Never to lie and always speak the truth. An integration of thought, word and deed created a mighty colossal personality, Mahatma Gandhi. That, my son, is what happens when you fulfill parents' aspiration. Never mind. I brought this up only because you brought Gandhi up. So it's okay. Please, go ahead.
Papa, I've been thinking. It's really disturbing.
Never mind, son. It's okay. I will.
Can I speak? Can I please speak? The other day, Hashim's father spoke to us about the holy prophets and the story of the dutiful son. And he was so moving. I was so moved at George's house, where he was prepared to give his entire life to look after his father, following the Christian teachings.
honor thy father and mother. I saw how Seng Chai was struggling in his business just to make his parents live comfortably. Harnam's father's story of courage moved me to tears.
You have good friends.
Swami has always reminded that whatever happens, never bring tears of unhappiness to our parents. Swami was like an example himself, where to fulfill the desire that his mother wanted a small healthcare facility, Swami built a brand new super specialty hospital. For a mother's desire for a small school, Swami built a university. Go beyond the expectation of your parents. This appears to be the call. In our Hindu religion, you have always said Mata, Pita, Guru, Devam, which means mother, father, teacher, and then God. Papa, I have my dreams, but in mine, I always saw you. I always wanted to do something to make you feel proud of me.
But I am proud of you, son. You have done well. You have.
Papa, maybe I wanted to go away, to get away from the feeling of missing mother. Papa,
I do miss her. I do.
Papa, I am sorry. I'm sorry to hurt your feelings, Papa. Papa, I may not be a Gandhi, but I promise I will look after your business. And you know what, Papa? I will do better than you. Papa, I'm so sorry.
Long ago, when the great kings of China were revered as gods, and every word was a command, the princess of one of the kings was traveling through the forest. When suddenly they were attacked. General Yue Fei, who was passing by, saw this and came to the rescue. The king soon heard of the news of how Yue Fei had defeated the band of robbers and was so pleased with his courage. He went up to him and said, "Since you have saved my daughter, I shall give you her hand in marriage." Those days, no one would dare refute the words of the king for fear of their heads being chopped off. Even then, Yue Fei boldly said,
"Thank you, Your Highness, but first, I must ask my mother."
This, of course, is in our Chinese culture, but the Buddhist scriptures also point to us to uphold filial piety and respect parents. And so, you all must.
Papa! Papa! Papa!
Yes, 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 my son!
Papa, it's Yu Ling, Papa!
So, why? What happened?
Papa! Papa, Yu Ling got kidnapped, Papa!
Seng Chai! Is it true what we heard?
Those rascals, first they threatened, and then now they kidnap all!
Seng Chai! Hey, when this happened?
I received a call. Unless I pay the amount by tomorrow, harm will follow. They have given me one place to come with the money.
When did they kidnap?
It's been a few days already. They kidnapped from the hostel.
Okay guys, it's all settled. I've got the money.
How did you do that?
Yes, what did you do?
I have got 30,000 ringgit.
That's amazing. But how?
Because I plan. When I plan, I execute. I know what he did.
He sold the
bike. That's what he did. He sold the bike.
Did you? But that was all your savings for such a long time. This is what you always wanted. This was your life. Why did you do it? Haram, why?
Because you are my friend.
Friend. Friend.
Rich or poor, I will never leave you. In the stormy days or the burning sun. Our hearts will always beat as one.
You know what, guys? I can pull out about 5K.
Guys, I got another 6K.
I will top up the rest.
We got 50,000.
But that's your money. How can I accept your money?
Call!
Oh my God! Oh my God! It's my brother.
Call.
What happened? How did you get away from the kidnappers?
They were about to harm me. But lucky you sent the money. Lucky you sent the money, call.
What do you mean, Sengchu? I sent the money? All of them agreed to come up with the money and we are just about to go and collect it.
How can that be, Kor? Someone came and gave me the money. Someone came and gave the money to all these people. That's why I got escaped. That's why they released me, Kor.
Sengchu, this doesn't make sense at all.
The most important thing is that you are safe.
The person who brought the money, Kor, he gave me an envelope. He asked me to give you this envelope, Kor. He asked me to give this envelope.
Envelope? What envelope? What envelope is this?
What is it? What is it?
Oh my God. It's Vibhuti. Guys, Baba's Vibhuti.
All of you have experienced his miracles. But I never had any direct experience of his miracle.
It's Swami. It's only Swami. Who else could have done this?
He still lives with us. Very much with us. When Harnam went to hospital, the fragrance of Vibhuti.
When all is lost, it was Bhagwan's devotee who gave a hope to George's father to cling on with faith to Christ.
And if you all somehow didn't come on time, my father would not be alive.
And the realization that whatever happens, always honor our parents. That realization that Swami showed by his life reminded me of the ideals.
You know what is the greatest legacy?
Dicey? What is dicey?
Not dicey, George. Not dicey. Legacy. Legacy.
I know. It's not the hospitals. It's not the schools and the universities.
It's not the water project. It's not the water projects.
I know what it is.
The greatest legacy of Rama is Hanuman. The legacy of Krishna, Arjuna, whom he gave the Gita, Swami Vivekananda.
The legacy of Rama Krishna Paramahamsa.
So, what is Swami's greatest legacy?
Us.
His devotees.
Who will not just teach others his message, but really live his ideals?
Guys, just look at us. We have come from different traditions and religions and yet united. This is what we must inspire all to be.
Perspire?
Inspire, George. Inspire all to be and feel unity in diversity. Promotion of interfaith harmony. Bringing people from diverse religions together. That if every Sai center in the world can dedicate itself to, we will become the solution provider to the harmony and world peace.
We are also examples of filial piety, honoring our parents. This too is an ideal that Swami has spoken of. If we can dedicate ourselves to bring every child back to his or her parents, then honoring our parents every day, or hope, is yet another legacy that we must bring to the world.
Guys, I'm so happy that on this wonderful day commemorating Swami's birthday, we found a new meaning and purpose to live these legacies and leave these legacies for the future. We are friends for life and friends forever for Sai.
Friends for life, not friends for a day. Our hearts are one, we are friends every day. Friends for life, not friends for a day. Our hearts are one, we are friends every day. Friends for life, not friends for a day. Our hearts are one, we are friends every day. Friends for life, not friends for a day. Our hearts are one, we are friends every day.
Stars are many, sky is one. Nations are many, earth is one. Races are many, man is one. Religions are many, God is one. So we are
friends for life, not friends for a day. Our hearts are one, we are friends every day. Friends for life, not friends for a day. Our hearts are one, we are friends every day.
Young or old, our hearts will be true. Rich or poor, I will never leave you. In the stormy days or the burning sun, our hearts will always beat as one. My hand will always be there for you. Touch my heart and know it is true. In the stormy days or the burning sun, our heart will always beat as one.
Friends for life, not friends for a day. Our hearts are one, we are friends every day. Friends for life, not friends for a day. Our hearts are one, we are friends every day.
Shivanandana,
Sharanam Mata Sai Mata.
Jagannatha, He Sai Jagannatha.
Thank you. जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की।